So now we move on to Turkey. We don't have many slides of Turkey, not that we didn't take that many, but because we lost a roll, and it was probably partly of Jerusalem and mostly of Turkey. In Turkey we saw some very impressive buildings, at least large size. We were pretty much burned out at that point and weren't that impressed with most of the buildings in Turkey, but they did have several very large domes. We do have a few slides from Turkey, and this first slide is one from just outside of our hotel. Our hotel was in an older district of Istanbul, which had been a very classy hotel area and very full of tourists, but it had gone into decline, and now the tourists stayed elsewhere. However, because it was originally became a tourist area because it was close to most of the tourist sites, and just in front of it there was just outside of our hotel was the Blue Mosque, which was this huge dome mosque, and also the Cathedral of Saint Sophia's something. Anyway, originally I think Saint Sophia was just this massive building that was centered around this one large dome, and then when the Muslims took over, they felt that they had to outdo it, so they built their massive Blue Mosque right close to it. And we saw those and took pictures of those and other mosques and different things down in the Grand Market where they had a lot of bright colors and bright lights, but that role was lost. Grand Bazaar, I'm sorry. And just outside of our hotel there is also this one old ruin, and I'm not sure what it is, perhaps a watchtower or something. Anyway, there are stairways inside of it. You can see Barbara in her blue parka. It's pretty cold in Istanbul. I guess that was the first really cold country we came across, which was nice because from Turkey, well, I guess it was actually in Italy, we started our train trip, and since we were going by trains from Italy on, it was more difficult to carry a lot of luggage because we had to carry it on and off the train. Well, we'd been carrying our parkas all along and not wearing them. Well, from Turkey on we needed to wear our parkas, which gave us a lot of open space in our suitcases. We also mailed a box back from Turkey because we found a military ATO, and so that gave us less luggage, and we left abandoned one of our suitcases in Turkey. Anyway, so out close to our hotel we found this one watchtower. It was open, there was a stairway up, and I climbed to the very top, and I think we took some other pictures of it, but they must have been on the other roll.
While we were in Istanbul, we were staying in sort of an inexpensive hotel with an orientation to young people traveling through. They considered it as if it were a youth hostel, and they expected that people would be traveling with their sleeping bags. So they only provided one blanket on the beds. And this was in November, and the windows were sealed very badly. There was like a gust blowing through all the time. And we had to ask for another blanket. The two of us tried to sleep close together, and we put these two blankets and wear our heavy pajamas and pile both parkas over us, and we were almost warm in this room. And you had to pay for a shower. There were a couple of hours during the day when on your floor you could use the shower, and you pay them money and they would give you the key for it. So it was not the most luxurious place we had to stay.
Some other slides that we lost of Turkey were of the zoo, and their zoo was predominantly interesting because of the plainness of it. And we would see chickens and house cats and cows and horses and dogs and animals that you see are relatively common, but they were all in cages as a proper zoo. And anyway, the zoo wasn't listed as a major tourist feature, but we saw it on the map, so we went there, and probably most tourists wouldn't be that impressed by it. So anyway, our next slide is of some pictures we took on a ferry. We rode a ferry to the end, I guess to the Bosphorus or something like that. Around the Bosphorus. And the next slide, or the slide that you see here, is of the suspension bridge which connects the two continents. It expands from Europe to Asia, and they put some significance to it, sort of like the Golden Gate Bridge, except it's connecting two continents. The next slide is of the same bridge, but a bit further away. We stopped at a town and had lunch there. The town apparently got a lot of tourists, and prices were relatively high. I think we had fish, each of us there. It was also, there was a fortress at the top of the hill, and I think you can see it there, an old fort. Oh, we had shish kebab each? Oh, Barbara had fish and I had shish kebab. And it was pretty expensive, maybe a little more than most meals in Istanbul. At the top of the hill, as I said, there was a fortress. However, the Bosphorus, I guess, borders on the Bosphorus Straits, and they're bordered on the Black Sea, which is predominantly held by the Soviet Union. And so the fortress is considered to be a military zone, and we weren't allowed very far, so I managed to take a couple of pictures from the top of the hill, but not very much. The next slide is a closer view of the same town and fortress. And then there's yet another slide of that town. That concludes all the slides we have of Turkey. One more thing of interest in Turkey is that another thing we did in Turkey is we took our typical train trip. We rode a ferry to the other side, to the Asian side of Istanbul, and there we caught a train just out to a small town headed into Turkey. We planned to go on about an hour and a half train, but it turns out that the fare for an hour and a half train was like $4, whereas a train for a 45-minute destination was like 50 cents apiece. So we decided we'd go to the shorter destination, and we got to this small town, which was of nothing of interest. It was just barely marked on our map, and we went walking around the town. It was very plain and ordinary and muddy. We walked through their market, and it had rained, and there was a very fine mud over everything. And we also ate in a restaurant there, and the prices in that restaurant were quite low, and we got fairly substantial servings. The next slide is of Rome, so we're moving right along. And it's of a three-wheeled truck. We hadn't seen any three-wheeled trucks for a while, but then in Italy we started seeing them again. The next slide is of an orange one that's a bit newer. And now we have some various slides taken around Rome. This is called the wedding, well, it's known to the Italians as the Wedding Cake Monument. It was built relatively recently, and most Italians think it's too ostentatious and there's just too many frills to it. So they call it the Wedding Cake Monument because it looks sort of like a wedding cake. And also in Rome, there's just a pyramid on the middle of the roadway, and we don't know what it's for or why, but there it was, and we were pretty impressed by it. The next slide we found pretty interesting. Just as we were waiting at a bus stop close to the Pantheon, we saw this monument with an elephant carrying an obelisk, and took the picture because I like elephants so much. All around Rome you see all sorts of different ruins, some of them in quite good repair, some of them not, and this was just a random building that we happened to see. I wasn't listed in any of our tour guides as something special.